Let's get into the juicy stuff right now here on the Joe and Alex Show. We do something every Wednesday. It's called What We're Into, and we share different things. And Porkchop, he's a little late to the party. If you're like, what the heck, Joe? I mean, Porkchop, we know about this. Porkchop said he was into the Chick-fil-A app. He's like, I love it. You get points and free fries and chicken sandwiches. This is amazing. We're like, where were you 5 years ago? But either way, it's still cool. But then we had somebody named Mary tweet us at Joe and Alex Show, and this is what she said. And I'd like you to address it, and then anybody else that maybe falls in this category, I'd like to know if they go to this place or not, if they support this business. It says, Joe and Alex Show, can y'all tell me why, as an LGBT man, that would be Porkchop, why is he still into Chick-fil-A? No shade, no hate, I'm just wondering. So, and help me out here, Alex, you might know a little bit more than I do because you're on top of things, but doesn't Chick-fil-A, they do donate to it,
donate to causes that believe in traditional marriage.
Okay. So that doesn't mean that they're like not liking gay people. It just means that's what they donate to. So let me ask you, as a man that's bi, you had girlfriends before, you have a boyfriend right now. I mean, why do you go to Chick-fil-A? Do you even think about that, or is that even top of your mind?
Not at all.
Why do you go to Chick-fil-A then?
Well, there's a simple answer, and then there's a long answer. The simple answer would be, I like their food. It's
all right, 833-JOE-ALEX, while you give me a longer answer, if anybody else, like, if you are in the LGBT community, if I'm missing anybody else, I'm sorry.
LGBTQ.
Okay, see, there's always a letter. I'm forgetting something here in my life. Thank you. No, I don't want to get yelled at. I would like to know if you do go or don't go, like, why? Now, can you give me a little bit, like, more explanation besides the food's good?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it doesn't bother me. Like, don't get me wrong. I think, you know, it is sad. It is kind of sad that they... it's not sad that they support traditional marriage. I thought, Alex, wasn't it that they donate to, like, anti-gay, like, causes or something? Or, like, gay conversion therapy?
Like conversion camps?
I have not seen any proof of that.
Here,
I will Google
I'll look
it
up as you're explaining.
Let Liv fact check it real quick.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Because, traditional marriage, that's great. That's fantastic. I just think for everyone, you know, everything is good. But there are some LGBTQ people that, you know, if they are just supporting that, they feel like they're not being supported. So that's why, you know, LGBTQ people don't like to go to Chick-fil-A. But to me, I feel like whether I go or not, their CEO, whatever billionaire, is still going to contribute his $1 million to whatever
In 2012, they came out and they said, you know, our intent is to leave the policy debate over same-sex marriage to the government in the political arena. And they have done things as of recently. They were on the front lines with the Orlando Pulse shooting. They were out there and they were providing food to all the people donating blood to help the survivors. They were donating food and stuff on a Sunday, which they're supposed to be closed to police officers that were working that. So when people say that Chick-fil-A is discriminatory towards gay people, there has been absolutely no valid point or proof of that. They never ever turn anyone away. There's been absolutely zero instances of them turning away someone that if you came in with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or anything like that. They've never done that. And they always step up to help people regardless. They have personal beliefs, I think, in traditional marriage, but that doesn't mean that they are discriminatory.
Let's talk to Lenny Bree. He's our technical producer. We're on the air in Indianapolis, Indiana on Radio Now 100.9 and in Houston, Texas on the new 92.1 Radio Now. Lenny, what did you want to say, bud?
Yeah, so a few months back, I got some Chick-fil-A and went to one of my friend's house who happens to be gay, and he flipped out. He said that they donate money to, like, people who go to Africa and purposely kill gay people, and they support that. And then, so I have a Chick-fil-A black card.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'd have to see, because I'm not saying that's true or not true. I've never seen that. I'd have to see that. Like, actually, yeah. The thing that your friend's talking about.
And my boyfriend, Chase, he doesn't go to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, really? So he won't go?
No.
I believe, like, everybody, whether people think you're right or wrong, I totally support standing up for what you believe in. Like, that's the greatest thing. Like, you can believe what you want, whether you're a genius or you're a total dummy, and there's no, I mean, you're not going to get killed for it. Other places, you get killed for your beliefs.
They also, this is all, any donations that they gave to organizations that were supportive of traditional marriage, they stopped donating to any of those organizations after 2012.
I heard that as well, but then I heard someone like was digging into tax info again and saw that they donated again in like 2018.
But I mean, the thing is that we have the freedom. It's a capitalist country. We can support organizations and give our money to businesses that may or may not support causes we believe in, and we don't have to shop there or go there if we don't want to, too.
Haley, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Can you tell us what you think about this?
I mean, I love Chick-fil-A as much as the next person because of their food. But as far as the whole not being discriminatory towards, you know, the LGBTQ community, I work with a friend of mine, and she used to work at Chick-fil-A, and one of her best friends that worked with her actually got fired from Chick-fil-A because they found out that she was bisexual, and they would not give her a reason as to why they fired her.
I think that's actually legal in some states. Like, you can, like, do
fire
that.
Without cause.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know that it
I mean, she. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude. She could absolutely be right. But also, how do you know that's really why they fired her? It could have been anything. I mean, it could have been she doesn't show up on time. She doesn't do her job very well. I mean, it could be anything. If they didn't explicitly say that is why, can we really say for sure that's why?
But wouldn't you think that if she did get fired because she didn't show up to work, she showed up late, or she wasn't good at her job,
they'd give you
they
that
would
reason.
Tell you. Don't you think?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
You're fired. You can never come on time. Like, we can't take it anymore. Like,
because they're definitely
our employees.
I eat at Chick-fil-A every day, so I'm very familiar with the staff at all the local Chick-fil-A's and stuff. And I know of a few that there are openly. You can tell. I mean, they're openly gay working there, so obviously they have jobs.
Well, I also don't think you can say that you can tell they're openly gay just because they might, you know, have some stereotypes. If they don't explicitly tell you, they might not be out just because I know.
Well,
people.
Yeah, they may not be out.
Okay, so I looked it up and it says that, yes, the CEO, Dan Cathy's opposition to same-sex marriages still help funding organizations that oppose LGBTQ groups, including conversion camps. So he apparently, yeah.
But not since 2012.
No. This article was written in 2019. This article was written in March. So it goes on. I mean, I didn't read the whole, but yeah, so he still
this company came out with a statement in 2012 that says, we have ceased donating. We are leaving this up to public discourse and politics. We're not going to be donating to any organizations or whatever.
It said, in 2017, donations and the anti-LGBTQ bias of the organization that received Chick-fil-A funds as reason why the proposed 7-year deal should be revoked. So apparently they had a deal that went revoked because there was 2017 donations made in 2017.
I saw a similar article.
This is just what the article is saying.
But if
opinion. This
someone
is
in their personal life wants to donate to a cause for certain things that they believe in for their religious reasons, if they are treating people with kindness and love and serving others, I mean, there's no examples of them being discriminatory. So that's why I'm saying, like, just choose not to go there if that really bothers you that much, that it they're with their personal money
well, the
that
original,
they want to donate to
the original
things.
Question is, why do I go there?
So. Right.
And it's for the food.
Yeah.
But the people that have a problem with you doing it, they don't have to go.
No, I mean, at the end of the day, pork chop's choice is his choice. My choice is my choice. I mean, at the end of the day, you get to. I like that people ask questions and that we're so open. We will share wherever we're from our perspective. I mean, we're even divided on stuff on the show, but that's cool. We're allowed to have our opinions.
I mean, at the end of the day, this may be an unpopular opinion, but guess what? It's a chicken sandwich. That's all it is. It's a chicken sandwich, and it's freaking good.
All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.